Om Shanti. 28th May 2019, Tuesday. The slogan: merge all the treasures into yourself and you will continue to experience fullness. Merge all the treasures into yourself and you will continue to experience fullness, sampannata. So Baba is telling to merge the treasure into ourselves so that we can experience fullness, completeness. What does such statements mean? To merge all the treasure into oneself means merging of treasures into the soul means what? To become the embodiment of it. And merging all the treasures into the soul. Become master of all the treasures. And to become embodiment, to become master, those treasures should be used in practical lives. Those treasures we should remember all the time. Those treasures should stay with us all the time. We should be aware of all the treasures. So in Baba usually talks about, or in the path of devotion, they talk of 9 treasures. So all those treasures, how to merge them? That's a question into ourselves. Thought, the first treasure is Gyan, Gun, virtues and powers, Shakti, and then happiness, purity, elevated actions, blessings we achieve from others. Thought is a treasure, and time. So these are the treasures. The first treasure of Brahmin life is Gyan. So to merge the Gyan into oneself means to become the embodiment of Gyan. To drink this Gyan. This Gyan is not for reading. It is for drinking. This Gyan is not for churning even. It is for drinking to the full. So Gyan drinks. You know soft drinks? So here are Gyan drinks. So you have to drink this knowledge. Baba often talks about one bird, Chatrak. It's in fact Chatak. So that bird drinks only the drops of rain. Even if there is a pond, even if there is a water, it will not touch that water. It is a mythological bird that drinks only the drops of rains. So we should be like that thirsty bird who drinks this Gyan. Pibata Ramaras. This is the nectar. So this knowledge is for drinking. This knowledge is for assimilating. This knowledge is to digest. So unless and until this knowledge goes and runs as blood in our veins, we are not the master of this treasure of knowledge. Should become the very embodiment of knowledge. And knowledge should not become, should not remain theoretical, but it should turn into practice. Mere theory is not going to help. Mere lecturing, mere theory, mere learning by rote, parrot-like reading will not help. What is helpful is turning of knowledge into practical life. This is known as pragmatic approach. In psychology, they call it pragmatic approach. There are two approaches of knowledge. One is didactic approach. Didactic means just serving to teach. That is one method of teaching. That is known as didactic. Socrates has mentioned about didactic method. Second is pragmatic method, where the knowledge becomes practical. So, whatever we read, and the greatest source of knowledge is Murli, but it should be taken as a source of knowledge. It is our daily Bible. It's not that we read Murli once in the morning and that's done, or we have heard once in the morning and that is okay. One should make it a habit to go and read old Sakar Murlis. I'm not talking of Avyakta Murlis. I'm talking of reading old Sakar Murlis. And for that, every day you have to make notes from the Sakar Murli. And when this process is carried out, maybe for 5 years every day, then you can go back and refer to the old Murlis. That, because that has been collected by you, so you have that memory of those Murlis. So it's a persistent effort. It's not one day, 1 week, 1 month, but years together. When you keep on churning, and then to revise those 5 years Murli, go back to the old Murlis and then revise them, and immediately you will recall, you know, this is there. So revision of old Sakar Murlis, this is also a part of our curriculum. So, merging Gyan into ourselves means becoming the embodiment of Gyan, drinking Gyan, assimilating Gyan, digesting Gyan. Let that Gyan run as blood in our veins. The second is virtues. We have a huge list of virtues. There are four types of bhattis in this Gyan knowledge. In this Brahmin life, Gyan Bhatti, Gun Bhatti, Seva Bhatti, and Gyan Bhatti, Yog Bhatti, Seva Bhatti, and Gun Bhatti. That is one of the means of doing all four of them. So, you can take up any virtue and then work on it. For example, tirelessness. This is one virtue one can pick up. That this day I will work tirelessly. Without uttering such word, I am tired, I am exhausted, I am fatigued, I can't do anything more. I have worked very hard today. I have no rest in the afternoon. I woke up early in the morning and I had no rest in the morning again. And so I am tired. These are all weak statements. Keep on saying, I am tireless. I am tireless. I will drink the entire ocean. Before me, the mountains will crumble down. Such inexhaustible energy is within me. So take up any virtue and work on it. Other is discipline. And one of the important principles in discipline, self-control, is fasting. Fasting is not to lose weight. Fasting is not for diet purpose. Fasting is not to become healthy. I am not talking of those fasting. I am talking of fasting as a means of self-control. As a means of self-control. So, in the path of devotions, they do all these things. And Brahmins have no experience of fasting, because they never feel hungry, because they keep on eating all the time. That's why they don't have experience of hunger. Hunger is when you have not eaten and then you feel hungry and then you eat. It's before feeling hungry, the food goes inside. It's not the body, it's the mind. The circadian rhythm which is set here in the mind, biological clock is here in the mind. If you tell your mind that you want to eat at 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock and then 8 o'clock, 4 o'clock, light, something. So then you feel hungry that time. For example, 1 o'clock you have set the circadian rhythm, you will feel hungry at 1. Now, if somebody at 11 o'clock makes it, the clock, he let it go forward and makes it 1 o'clock. At 11 o'clock only one will feel hungry. It's only 11, but somebody has set the watch and made it 1 o'clock. So you look at it, oh, 1 o'clock, I am hungry. It is actually, it has nothing to do. So hunger has nothing to do with body. It has more to do with mind. It has to do with body, but very, very... body has a power to sustain hunger. The Jatindas, during freedom struggle, when Sukhdev, Bhagat Singh and Rajguru were imprisoned on this side and Jatindas was imprisoned on another side in Kolkata, he fasted for 61 or 62 days. From where the energy came, all those prisoners, Bhagat Singh, and they also, because they were not happy with the atrocities or the treatment given to the prisoners in the jail, so they said that we will fast. So from where the power came? The power, if suppose, it's not about food at all. It's all about sankalp. If one decides that I have to go for blood test today, you know, people come to us for blood test from Shantivan. So they come for blood test and then they don't get vehicle. And they get late. And they come by 12 noon. And we ask them, have you taken food? They said, no, because we wanted two blood tests. Water? Water, not even water we have taken. Are you feeling weak? He says, no. Now the same person next day, when he doesn't have to give blood test, he is hungry right from 8 o'clock. But when he has to give blood test, so there is a clock in the mind and that says, no, this is like that. So it's all about in the mind. It has nothing to do with the body. So, self-control. So we were talking about virtues. So you can pick up any virtues, self-control, discipline, anything, and work on it. And working on it means you have to plan something. Yes, I have to work on it. Discipline means discipline. This is the discipline. Just as in army, there is a rule. There is not to reason why, there is but to do and die. If they say about turn, you have to right, left. You can't answer a question, why right, why left. So there are strict rules. When they say parade, right turn, so you have to turn right. Parade, left turn, so you have to turn left. So there are very strict rules. There is not to reason why, there is but to do and die. That's a thing in military. So we are also spiritual military. Early in the morning they wake up and they move with their rifle like this. It's very heavy. So that's a part of discipline, though there is no war anywhere happening. Still they keep on training themselves every day. What is the reason? There is no war. So they can rest. What is the need, unnecessary troubling the body? But they keep on practicing. Why? Because they have to keep themselves geared up. Because any time the war can be there and they have to just rush. So, self-discipline. So second treasure is virtue. The third treasure is powers. Sunday's entire Murli was on this. Baba said you should be armed with all the powers all the time. the first type of children who are Mahavir, the first type of children who are special children, who are Alaukik children, who are elevated children. They are those who have all the powers all the time. So taking all the powers from the father and making oneself powerful, to fill oneself with spiritual powers, should be the aim of all the Brahmins. So we should be filled with all Shaktis, all powers. So that is the third treasure. Work on each and every power. If there are eight powers, they are not eight, they are many. So work on each and every power. And each power needs, for example, if we take power to tolerate, there's a great power. If even this power of tolerance is used even for short time in any relationship, fights could be avoided, because people can't tolerate. There is a one growing concept which is coming, as that is known as road rage. What is road rage? Road rage. Rage means anger. Road rage means when somebody is traveling, somebody is overtaking you, breaking the traffic rules or doing something, they start quarreling. Not just that, they come out of their vehicle and they will hit the other vehicle and split the cars and damage the cars. So that is a growing thing, road rage, because most of the time they are drunk. So they are intolerant. They can't just tolerate anybody overtaking, anybody breaking the rules, or anybody doing something wrong. So that is an act of intolerance. So road rage. So work on each and every power. The next is happiness. Happiness is also a treasure. The fourth treasure is happiness. Baba says, merge this treasure into yourselves. What are the things that make me unhappy, and why I'm unhappy? In spite of getting the Brahmin life, in spite of getting everything, this family and everything, yet I am unhappy. What is the reason for this unhappiness? Though Baba says, give up the seva, but don't give happiness. Don't give up happiness. Happiness, Baba has kept such a high position. So staying happy all the time, finding out the causes of happiness, blocking all those holes. So this is also a treasure. The next treasure is purity. In fact, this is the greatest treasure. Purity. Brahmacharya. This is one of the most valuable treasure. If this treasure is lost, the Brahmin life falls down. That's why highest importance should be placed upon purity. Nothing one should do that will compromise the purity. At all levels, purity should be observed. What is it that breaks the purity? One must work on it diligently, very, very meticulously. One must be watching oneself about this. The next treasure is elevated actions, Shrestha Karma. That is also a treasure. All our actions should be elevated. We should be doing small acts of goodness throughout the day. And the greatest act of goodness is to spread the pure vibrations around in the atmosphere. This is one of the greatest elevated action. There are gross actions, there are subtle actions. Gross actions means not to give sorrow to anyone and to give happiness to everyone. The greatest definition of punya is giving happiness, and the greatest definition of pap is parapidanam, giving sorrow to somebody. Because of us, somebody is crying. Because of us, somebody is hurt. Because of us, somebody has sunk in depression. Parapidanam. That is the greatest definition of pap. And the greatest definition of punya means giving happiness to somebody, giving joy to somebody, bringing back the long lost happiness in somebody's life. So elevated actions. Then blessings, duae. These are also one of the treasures of Brahmin life. Yesterday we saw about blessings. And then thought, sankalp. Sankalp is one of the greatest treasures of Brahmin life. The eighth treasure is sankalp. Keeping the sankalp powerful, making the thoughts powerful, taking up any thought from Murli, churning on it, expanding it, thinking on it, giving some time to it, and make one's thought powerful. And then time. Not to waste time. Our time should not be wasted in all the worthless and the frivolous activities of the world. Our time is very, very precious. And the time should go in Gyan Chintan, and the time should go in yoga, and the time should go in service. That's it. These are the only three things we have to utilize our time. Now, service may be a laukic thing also. That could be a part of service. If we are doing some job in somewhere, even that can become a spiritual service, because the aim should be of service. Even if somebody is working in some office, yogaha karmasu kaushalam. If he is perfect in his work, people would say, what is it that makes him work perfectly? So the reason is meditation. That's how he can attract others to meditation. By remaining perfect, by remaining punctual, by remaining disciplined, by remaining well-versed, updated in his work. So whatever, that is also a part of service. So our time should not be wasted at all. And the greatest wasters of time wasters are Brahmin life. Sushil bhai, what are the time wasters? We have to see ourselves where I waste my time. What is that thing that comes and steals away my time? And that robs me of time. Time robberer. One should work in a very subtle manner for this thing. And this is not a one day job, time management. Every day you have to see. Because so many addictions people have developed nowadays. Addictions. Addiction means compulsion. Addiction is associated with compulsive activities. You don't want to do it, but still you keep on doing it. So you can't just give it up. You are forced by some person, by some invisible force is there, which is forcing you to do that. So it has become almost an compulsive activity. In psychology, in psychiatry, there's one disorder, OCD. You know this? OCD? OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, where person keeps on washing hands every 5 minutes. The people come, so many patients come. They keep on checking, they open the refrigerator and see things are there, then they close. Then they start eating food. Again they go and open the refrigerator and then see. Every 5 minutes they see. There was one patient who came. She said her husband keeps on washing the bathroom whole day. There was another patient who keeps on taking bath every half an hourly. They know that it is wrong, but they can't stop. They keep on taking bath. So these are compulsive disorders. Treatment is needed for these things. People keep on cleaning car all the time. They can't tolerate even a speck of dust on it. Keep on cleaning car. So it has become compulsion. So some things have become compulsive, obsessive compulsive disorders. For example, a person, a 60-year-old man, goes to a psychiatrist and he says, please do something to my father. My father is 80-year-old. He says, please help my father. The psychiatrist asks, what does your father do? He says, he keeps on sitting in the bathtub whole day. please do something. So the psychiatrist says, okay, let him sit. He is 80 year old. What is the problem? Is he harming anybody? Does he become violent? He says, no, he doesn't become violent, but he keeps on sitting in the bathtub whole day. So what is the problem? So 60 year old man, his son says, if he keeps on sitting, then when I will sit? Because I also want to sit. One of the greatest addiction is YouTube. The single most addiction at present in the world. And that's why. And people say many different reasons. We listen class and all that things. There's no need. There's a WhatsApp, you can listen in WhatsApp. There's no need to go here and listen to it. This YouTube has been compared to black hole. Black hole means it sucks. It's a black hole. It sucks. So, what is the need of video? You have audio. You can listen to audio anytime. Because this is one of the greatest and the biggest addiction that is happening in the world. And that is the greatest time waster. People go to it not for listening class. They say we are listening class, but they keep on seeing some other things also. So that becomes the greatest time wasters. You start from here and where you end, nobody knows. So that's why. 1 week YouTube de-addiction program. Don't use at all. Is it okay? 1 week, do not touch it. Let's see. People say, no. Those who drink, they say, we are not addicted, we just drink. We are not addicted. Nobody accepts that he drinks. Every day they drink. But they say, no, sometimes only I drink. It's okay, but it's not an addiction. What about tea? Sometimes I drink tea. They drink every day, 4 times a day. But they say, we are not addicted. Even if it is not there, it's okay. But they are addicted. This is also an addiction. The first step in de-addiction is accept that you are addicted. Then only one can get rid of it. So time waster. So these are the 9 treasures, Navanidhi, of Brahmin life. Baba is saying, what to do with these treasures? Merge the treasures into yourself and you will continue to experience fullness. Remove all the gritters, distractors, time wasters of Brahmin life, and you will be much more happier in this Brahmin life. Om Shanti.